Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast today calling for lots of sunshine. We'll have a high close to 70 degrees. In the area, Kenosha right now is at 48. Burlington is at 47. And in Milwaukee right now, 52 degrees. Here in Racine, clear skies and 51. A proposed budget deal announced by Republican lawmakers that would reduce Governor Walker's proposed $1.3 billion in bonding for road construction by at least $450 million. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it would result in some delays for projects statewide, like the Zoo Interchange project in Milwaukee.
It's going to be $500 million in transportation-level bonding, an additional $350 million in bonding that'll be in the joint finance appropriation, so they will have the opportunity to review the projects as the DOT submits those.
Meanwhile, public funding for a Bucks Arena and repeal of the prevailing wage bill, that'll be dropped from the budget under separate measures. Joint Finance expected to meet today to wrap up its work on the budget. Democrats moving quickly to, of course, criticize a possible budget deal. Here's Andrew Beckett.
Part of the compromise would reduce bonding for transportation by at least $450 million, a move State Representative Chris Taylor warns would halt or slow down several road projects around the state.
What the Republicans are proposing on transportation is going to result in at least 5,500 jobs being lost.
The Madison Democrat says Republican leaders need to find more sustainable solutions for transportation funding.
They are kicking the can down the road. They are not coming up with a long-term solution.
Taylor sits on the Joint Finance Committee, which is expected to wrap up its work on the budget by the end of this week. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One Green Bay lawmaker pleased to see the Bucks financing plan coming out of the state budget. Republican Senator Rob Coles arguing the $250 million in public funding ought to come from Milwaukee area residents, pointing to how improvements at Lambeau Field were handled.
For the Lambeau Field situation years ago, the people of the immediate area took it upon themselves to deal with it themselves. That's how I feel that the Milwaukee Bucks should do it also. It means the city of Milwaukee needs to show some leadership and take care of it. I just feel it's wrong for the state taxpayers to be paying for this.
Current proposal calling for the state to chip in about $55 million toward the arena. City of Racine is going to have to spend some money to get a better handle on a problem with the sidewalks for the Washington Avenue Bridge over Memorial Drive, and potentially a lot more money to fix it. During this week's Public Works and Services Committee meeting, City Engineer John Rooney explained that the sidewalks on the bridge have been deteriorating and maintenance efforts, well, they haven't succeeded.
The sidewalks are actually structural into the deck of the bridge, and it's a repair that's way beyond the capabilities of what we have on staff here. Even on the design side, it's a structural issue. If you've been over there, these are some of the photos of it. The bridge itself, you know, the deck is also tied in, and then you've got the little parapet here with the railing on it. This is going to wind up taking down part of this down to that structural steel.
Rooney said the design work is needed to help figure out what happens next and how much to budget in 2016. He points out this could easily also qualify under a proposal to set up a sidewalk repair replacement fund, with residential and business property owners each contributing an annual fee. Day two of that temporary strike by Milwaukee County Transit System bus drivers and mechanics and folks getting to Summerfest or to work or wherever, they continue to be inconvenienced. The strike by the bus drivers and the mechanics only going to last till 3 o'clock Saturday morning, but contract talks have broken down over pay and staffing issues. No negotiations held yesterday. Imagine something like this happening in Milwaukee, Racine, or Kenosha. A required $634 million teacher's pension payment in Chicago's public schools, leading to 1,400 jobs being cut and numerous programs reduced. David Stewart has that story.
Mayor Emanuel says the layoffs will not include many members of the teachers' union, but it will have an impact in the classroom because aid, support personnel, and extracurricular activities will be affected. He says it's time for lawmakers to change the pension system and the education funding formula because they treat Chicago students and teachers as second-class citizens.
Even Springfield can hear this level of pain and understand and come to terms, even in all the politics that goes on down there.
Emanuel offered two plans for changing the pension system so that Chicago is on an even footing with other districts in the state. David Stewart, Chicago.
Racine County is looking for a new veteran services officer following the announcement that Allie Nelson is leaving to take the same position in Kenosha County. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with the latest.
Nelson will replace Daryl Green, who is retiring after being Kenosha County's veteran services officer for the past 6.5 years. Nelson will start his new position at the end of the month. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave tells WRJN News that while a search for a new veteran services officer could be large in scope, he hopes that a local resident will be interested in the position, which must be held by a veteran. Delagrave is also looking for a new chief of staff. Lorna George, who began the position under former executive Jim Ladwig, is now working in the county's Human Services Department. She began her new position earlier this month. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders making an appearance last night in Madison. The U.S. Senator from Vermont getting a tumultuous response in one of the nation's most liberal cities in America when he talked about changing the status quo in Washington.
The time has come when people in Wisconsin, Vermont, and all over this country create a political movement which says to the billionaire class, you can't have it all.
Sanders challenging the crowd to reach out to Republicans with their concerns about key economic issues. He's, of course, challenging frontrunner Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. His appearance in Madison preceding President Obama flying into La Crosse tonight for a gathering about the economy. Governor Walker has signed a bill that makes lying about military service or an award a misdemeanor, punishable by up to 9 months in jail and $10,000 in fines. If somebody makes those claims intending to commit or aid another crime, well, that's a felony, and up to 6 years in prison, $10,000 in fines. A bill that revamps Wisconsin's election recount fee structure, also signed by the governor, as well as a bill to allow motorcycle owners to attach colored lights to their bikes. Turns out that one of the two men accused of embezzling thousands of dollars with the Triple I Shrine Center in Milwaukee was a police officer at one time in the town of Waterford. 47-year-old Michael Geiger of Colgate, the former director of the center, was a Waterford officer from 2006 to the fall of 2009. He and 71-year-old Reeder Hoff of Brookfield, the center's former treasurer, allegedly coordinated to steal some $200,000 from 2009 to 2011, money earmarked for the Shriners Hospital for Children. Geiger allegedly did the transactions and Hoff covered it up. Each could get prison time if they're convicted. And the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating whether some major airlines have been working together to try to keep ticket prices higher. Here's Joe Gomez.
The civil antitrust investigation by the Department of Justice focuses on one question. Are major airlines illegally coordinating with one another to limit seat capacity in order to keep fares high and boost their profits? A Justice Department spokesperson calls it possible unlawful collusion among major airlines that so far have not been identified. Mergers of the airlines have reduced the size of the industry, which has resulted in significant profits over the years. New York Senator Chuck Schumer argued that ticket prices should have been falling over the past several months as fuel prices have dropped. He's been pushing for an investigation into the industry as well. I'm Joe Gomez.
WRJN.com is your source for our local news. Throughout the day, go to the podcast or local news buttons on our webpage or set us up on your smartphone. It is sponsored by Lee Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Your one-stop service pros at LeeHeating.com. Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.